The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Hello, my name is Nicole, and I'm the producer, writer, and one of the voice actors for Arson, a magical audio drama experience. This show follows the life of Orly Faye Sharp, who, after the death of her parents, embarks on an adventure to find out the truth about her past, her family, and her identity. What you're about to hear is episode 3 of our show. This episode is titled The Fight and the Flight. In the previous episode, Orly has just received a gift from a mysterious friend, and a letter that told her that she was part of the Fae world, and asked her to meet this friend at the ferry bridge in the park. Episode 3 follows Orly on her trek to the bridge, and her introduction to the world of the Fae. Thank you so much for listening, for your nomination, and for your consideration when casting your votes in the coming months. Without further ado, please enjoy episode 3 of Arson, a magical audio drama experience.
Welcome to Arson, a magical audio drama storytelling experience. Arson contains swearing, allusions to sexual themes, as well as themes of violence. Thank you and enjoy this episode of Arson.
Okay. The park is just a short walk from here. I can be there in 5 minutes. I just have to keep my head down and go. What is going on?
As Orly stood in the parking lot of her hotel, she was greeted by a sensation unlike any she had ever experienced. There was a shell around her, a bubble of protection, safety. She couldn't see it or attempt to explain it, but she knew it was there. She made her way through the dark streets of her hometown, and at this hour it seemed impossibly quiet, still, frozen. Everything around her stood immobile, as if part of a snapshot. She walked past the ghost-like storefronts. The snow in the air hung still, as if made of stone. The water in the fountain was stopped midair. She paused to examine. She moved from side to side, trying to find a flaw, trying to see the strings, wires, anything to explain what was happening before her eyes, racking her brain for some explanation. There had to be something. But there was nothing. Nothing was moving, except her. The world had stopped turning. Time stopped altogether, and yet there Orly was, walking through it like magic.
Where's that letter?
It will only work for a short amount of time, so be quick.
Okay, yeah, this is totally fine. I'm just wearing a cloak that stops time. This is just a normal Tuesday, really.
The warning was true. As Orly stood gawking at the suspended snowflakes, they slowly resumed falling. Inch by inch, minuscule increments almost. But she knew her time was running short. So she ran.
Almost there. Shit. The snow's falling. Oh my god.
Orly, stop running. There's no point. We will catch you.
Don't be afraid, Orly.
Leave me alone!
Just stop, Orly. You will never outrun us.
Shut up!
We aren't going to hurt you. Unless you make us.
Orly, hurry! Get to the bridge. I'm here.
Who are you?
No time to explain.
It's too late, Orly. What he wants, he gets.
And he would like to meet you.
Stop!
Orly, look out! Behind you!
Orly ducked her head just in time to as a flash of light flew past her head and impacted the tree ahead, just missing the figure calling to her from the bridge. The fire's bright green flame illuminated the area just long enough so that she could see the silhouette of a tall, muscular warrior. She didn't dare glance back at her assailants. Her feet flew as the bridge came into sight.
Hello! Help me, please!
Get to the bridge!
Who are you?
Hide, now!
Orly rushed under the bridge and cradled her head in her hands. She felt a rush of wind as the warrior blew past her and towards the assailants.
I've got your back, Kaelin.
On your right, shall we?
I see him.
Resistance is pointless.
You obviously don't know us.
Too bad I never will.
Shelby, here.
Nyx tossed her sword through the air towards Shelby. Just as she caught it, she used it to pierce her opponent.
You will regret that.
No, I don't think I will.
I've got the portal. Won't hold for long. Hurry up!
Unseelie. Leave at once.
You can't hide her forever, fairy scum.
Watch me.
You are a skilled fighter, but I am stronger.
I haven't even started.
You will never stop us. We will find her.
Shit. He got away.
I'll go after him. He's wounded. He won't get far.
He is not our mission. Good work on the other, Shelby. Nyx, gather what you can.
On it.
Were they alone?
I'm not sure.
Anytime, guys. Really.
Orly?
Who the hell are you people? Who the hell were they, and what the hell was that? What the hell is wrong with your eyes? Why are they glowing?
My name is Kaelin Quillwasp. I'm a commander of the Royal Guard of Lafresia. I am your guardian. It is my job to protect you. These are members of my team. We can exchange proper introductions when we get you to safety.
What is going on here?
Not here, m'lady. We must get to Lafresia. All will be explained there, I promise you. We're too exposed here. There may be more of them nearby.
I'm sorry. More of what?
Unseelie. I spoke of them in my letter.
What the hell is going on? Oh my god.
Orly, breathe. Please. I will explain everything to you, but you have to come with me. Please, just trust me.
Kaelin reached out a reassuring hand to Orly. His fingers brushed her upper arm, as if that's where it hurt. But just as his skin froze, he recoiled in pain.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Extraordinary. How did you do that?
Do what?
Shield yourself.
Please! We must go!
I am not going anywhere with you.
Just let me grab her and we'll be on our way.
Stay away from me!
Nice going, Shelby. Now you scared her even more.
Nyx, the dust?
Useless.
Damn it. Arzen was right.
Somebody please explain what the hell is going on here right now.
Lower your voice right now, human, or I swear I will give you something to scream about.
Real charming.
I cannot hold this much longer, and I don't believe you all want to wait until next moonlight to get out of here.
Orly, please. You can trust me. I worked for your parents.
No. No, you didn't. They sold insurance.
I'm losing my patience, Kaelin.
Damn it, Orly, we cannot stay here. There could be another Unseelie any moment.
How do I know I can trust you?
Please.
Trust him, my darling. He's a friend. He will protect you.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
My mother's voice.
Fairy bridges are known to hold memories of loved ones. What did she say?
She said to trust you.
Do you intend to take her advice?
Wait. You're bleeding.
Please, don't worry. It's nothing.
Are you kidding? This is deep. I need to stop the bleeding.
Don't worry about it, kid. Seriously.
Whoa. Why is she taking her shirt off?
What are you doing, m'lady?
I needed something to apply pressure. I still have a tank top on. You don't have to look away. You're going to need stitches. I have my medical bag in the hotel room. I mean, we can just go...
There's no need for that.
What are you doing? You are losing a lot of blood. You need to let me help you.
Look.
Where's the cut? I mean, you were just... It was just... How did you...
Magic, dear.
I will explain everything, but we have to go. Now.
Okay. I trust you.
Kaelin took a large step towards Orly, and tentatively went to lower his hands onto her shoulders. Once he was sure he could touch her without harm, he grasped her arms in his hands and pulled her closer.
Oh, do you have to be so close? How do you do that?
Do what?
Your eyes.
What about them?
They're glowing. Like bright blue, just like your sword. All of your eyes, they're all glowing.
It's a fairy thing.
Now or never, people!
Hold on tight, Miss Sharp.
Why?
Orly barely had enough time to wrap her arms around his waist before the bridge began glowing bright blue under his touch. And suddenly, the ground beneath them fell.
Buck says she's going to pass out.
Oh, I'll take that action.
Orly, open your eyes. Look.
No, thanks.
Open your eyes. You're safe.
Oh my god. We're flying.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
And you owe me $10.
Welcome to Lufresia.
Thank you for listening. Today's episode was written by Nicole Tuttle and Mariah Clausen, featured the vocal talents of Mike Crawford, Michael Porteous, Nicole Tuttle, Emily Buza, Ace Corsaira, Wes Haas, Mariah Clausen, Zachary Robb, and Griffin Coldiron. This episode was edited by Brad Colebrook, Griffin Coldiron, and Mariah Clausen, and featured the music of John Bartman. And I am Sophia DeRisi. Want to stay up to date on all things arson? Follow our social media for more information about upcoming episodes at Arson Audio on Twitter. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe to our show on your favorite podcasting site and leave a review. Until next time, listeners.